Williams Lake First Nation, WLFN, and Canuck Wentwa Society are holding a groundbreaking ceremony on May 8 for a new holistic Indigenous child and family services building on Quilly Drive. The center will provide services for Indigenous children, youth and families in a culturally grounded environment while also anchoring a growing community at the Coyote Rock subdivision of the nation's reserve lands. The programs and services that Canuck Wentwa Society provides are vital to our community, and having those programs and services out of a new, state-of-the-art building will be truly transformative, said WLFN Chief Willie Sellers. The $15 million project will produce an 11,000-square-foot, net-zero facility which will use sustainable energy sources such as geothermal and solar power. The Government of Canada will be contributing funds through its commitment to the construction of capital assets for the delivery of First Nations child and family services. The building will feature a dedicated ceremonial space, modern offices, storytelling and cultural education spaces, as well as spaces for child protection services, and more. This building will have a direct impact on real people, children, families and staff, many of whom have been working for years in facilities that no longer meet their needs, said Arlene Audie, Executive Director of Canuck Wentwa Society. The society is an Indigenous-led agency delegated by the BC Ministry of Children and Family Development to support the well-being of Indigenous children, youth, and families through culturally based child safety, family support services, youth transitions, post-majority supports, extended family program guardianship and resource services. The ceremony will take place from 10 a.m. to noon at 2651 Quilly Drive, adjacent to the WLFN Administration Building. Construction is expected to be completed in early 2028.